So third in this epileptic physiology, I want to talk about the moon, seizure clustering, and neurophysiology. What's really going on? Why do some individuals experience more seizures around the full moon? You'll hear phrases like moon unfriendlies or full moon flares or lunar spikes or my brain hates the moon. And while mainstream neurology tends to dismiss this, the lived experience is too consistent to ignore. So let's unpack what's actually happening, not mythologically, but physiologically. Firstly, the moon does not directly cause seizures, but it amplifies the conditions that do. So there's no evidence that moonlight, gravity, or lunar radiation directly triggers seizures, but the moon does influence circadian rhythms, sleep architecture, melatonin production, autonomic tone, stress reactivity, behavioral patterns, and environmental light exposure. And all of these factors absolutely influence seizure threshold. So the moon isn't the cause, but it's the context and a really cool clue. So full moons disrupt sleep, and sleep is one of the biggest seizure triggers. Multiple studies show that people sleep less, sleep later, sleep lighter, and wake more often during the full moon. So even in controlled sleep labs with no windows, why? Because melatonin drops during full moons. Melatonin isn't just a sleep hormone, it's anti-inflammatory, mast cell stabilizing, neuroprotective, mitochondrial supportive, and autonomic calming. So when melatonin drops, histamine rises, mast cells activate, autonomic tone destabilizes, cortical excitability increases, and seizure threshold lowers. This is a real physiological pathway, not folklore. So our full moons can increase histamines and mast cell activation. This is a part that I've only recently started to hear about. Mast cells and histamine activity follow circadian rhythms, and those rhythms are influenced by light exposure, melatonin suppression, sleep disruption, and stress reactivity. During full moons, melatonin drops, histamine rises, and mast cells become more reactive. And histamine is an excitatory neurotransmitter. Histamine increases cortisol activation, hippocampal excitability, amygdala reactivity, and autonomic arousal. These are the exact circuits involved in temporal lobe epilepsy, stress-triggered seizures, autonomic seizures, and sensory-triggered seizures. So, yes, MCAS and histamine are absolutely part of the moon-unfriendly phenomenon. Full moons also increase autonomic arousal, and autonomic instability is a seizure trigger. So during full moon, people often show higher sympathetic tone, higher heart rate, lower vagal tone, more emotional reactivity, more anxiety, and more sensory sensitivity. This is especially true for trauma survivors and neurodivergent individuals, people with MCAS, people with dysautonomia, people with temporal lobe epilepsy. The amygdala and hippocampus, the emotional memory centers, are packed with mast cells and deeply involved in seizure networks. Full moon amplifies autonomic arousal, mast cell activation, histamine release, and increased neuronal excitability. This isn't mystical, it's neuroimmune physiology. Full moons increase light exposure even indoors, but small increases in nocturnal light suppress melatonin and activate histamine pathways, destabilize sleep architecture, and increase cortical excitabilities. So people with migraines and MCAS, epilepsy, and sensory processing issues are especially sensitive to these shifts. So now let's talk about TRIGLP and where it fits into the moon seizure MCAS picture. This is the part that ties everything together. GLP-1 stabilizes your hippocampus excitability and your amygdala reactivity, your thalamocortical networks, and your autonomic tone, as well as neuroinflammation. So during full moons, when histamine rises and mast cell activates and sleep drops and autonomic tone destabilizes, GLP-1 physiology counterbalances those effects. GIP stabilizes the neuronal energy metabolism, synaptic resilience, and insulin signaling for the brain. So, full moons increase metabolic stress. GIP helps to buffer that. GLP-2 stabilizes the vagal tone, gut-brain signaling, and barrier integrity. Full moons increase autonomic arousal, GLP-2 helps to regulate it. So GLP peptides don't interact directly with the moon. They interact with the physiological vulnerabilities that full moons amplify. So people who are moon unfriendly and aren't imagining it, these are individuals whose seizure networks are already sensitive to histamines and mast cell activation, autonomic instability and sleep disruption, sensory overload and metabolic stress. Full moons amplify all of those. So the moon isn't a trigger, it's a magnifier of underlying neuroimmune physiology. And the tri-GLP peptides intersect with the exact pathways that full moons destabilize. So when someone says, "I'm worse around the full moon," they're not being mystical. They're describing a real, measurable neurophysiological shift involving melatonin and histamine, mast cells and autonomic tone, sleep architecture and cortical excitability, and gut-brain signaling. And these are the same pathways involved in MCAS, epilepsy, migraines, dysautonomia, trauma physiology, and sensory processing disorders. The moon doesn't cause seizures, but it can absolutely change the terrain in which seizures occur. And tri-GLP physiology sits right at the crossroads of those changes. Hopefully, those three epilepsy videos were useful. Let me know if there's anything else that's really more specific that you'd like to hear about. And take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.